So today we're talking about control to trust. We're in the Broken Open series here, and we want to talk about this process when we're moving from control to trust, rewriting the relationship with our teens and young adults with ADHD. Welcome back to Broken Open. Today we're diving into a powerful question. Are you parenting your ADHD teen or young adult from fear or trust? As parents of kids with ADHD, it's easy to fall into the trap of control. We micromanage, we overcorrect, we're used to hovering, right? Not because we don't believe in them, but sometimes because we're terrified of what will happen if we step back. But here's the hard truth that I have come to realize over my own years and also working with my clients. Control is about us as parents. But trust is about them. So when we're parenting from trust, doesn't mean that we're stepping back entirely. That's not what this means. It means stepping forward in a different way, coaching instead of controlling, guiding instead of forcing. So today we're gonna unpack why control feels safe. There's an illusion of safety. We talk about that control is an illusion, right? Why trust is what they really need, and how to make the shift without feeling as a parent that we are abandoning them. So let's get into it. Control often comes from fear, and fear of their struggles, fear of their mistakes, fear that their challenges reflect on us as a parent. And for parents of ADHD teens and young adults, let's be honest with each other. The stakes sometimes feel even higher. Their impulsivity, their disorganization, or lack of follow-through can really make it seem like stepping back will lead to more disaster. But let's ask ourselves this question. Is the control about protecting them or protecting us? The truth is, controlling their outcomes often prevents them from learning the skills that they need to succeed on their own. And isn't that what we want? As parents of kids with ADHD, we want them to succeed, but yet everything in the ecosystem of what we're doing is actually setting them up to be more and more dependent on us and trust themselves less and less. So here's the paradox. The very struggles that we want to protect them from are the ones that they need to grow. Ooh, this one's hard because I think about my own life, my own kids. My husband and I have worked really hard to create a life for them where they have less struggles than we had, right? And so we've straightened out the path for them in a lot of ways. But when we think about it, even when I think about it myself, a lot of the struggles that I had have made me the person that I am. Yes, it was hard. Yes, it may have been difficult. I'm glad that my parents didn't straighten out every path for me because I learned and I grew. So if you've always handled their forgotten homework, cleaned up their messes, or smoothed over their conflicts, how will they ever learn? Mistakes are how they build resilience. Instead of controlling those outcomes, coach them through the process. And I'll tell you this. I work with families from elementary school all the way through adulthood. I tell parents, if you think this is going to stop, and what I say by this, do you always want to have to be responsible for reminding? Do you always want to keep them from this and help them with that? Yes, there is a stage of their life where they need more support and more help. Give it to them. But there has to be a point, and this is that point, in that the teen and young adult transitioning college years where you have to go, okay, if you don't get it, you have an F. If you forget to go to class, then that's gonna be on you. If you don't remember to take your medicine, then you're gonna have to deal with the consequences of that. Let me know how I can support you, but this is the time where I have to release control and just trust that the path that you have, the decisions that you make, the consequences that you must endure, that's going to help you grow as a human. And it's not an easy shift at all. But you can do it. When you move from control to trust, there really is something that shifts. Your ADHD child, teen, young adult begins to take ownership. I work with a family who replaced nightly homework battles with weekly check-ins, and it really led to their teen really feeling more empowered. So I'm not checking on you every day. I'm not checking your grades every day to see if you forgot something. I'm not doing that. This is your life. This is your world. I always tell my kids, I already have my degrees. I have them. I have three of them. So it is your responsibility to decide what is important in your life. And I'll check in with you. So we're not, again, we're not taking our hands off. We're not saying you're on your own. Just go out into this rough world and I'm not going to help guide you. But there's not the ongoing, I'm going to check every day at 8 o'clock. I'm going to check your grades and whatever you don't have, I'm going to help you get it in. Because that's what we've done. But there comes a point where that has to shift. And this is the time, this broken open season. Trust does not mean abandoning them. It means standing beside them as a guide while they find their way. And they will find their way. Here's the challenge with us as parents. We want that finding a way to be quicker. We want to be less painful. We want it to be a straight line. But the reality is we don't get to decide that. As parents of kids with ADHD, teens and young adults, most of the time we've done everything possible to curate the path for them, everything. So at what point, this is a question to you, at what point do you say, I've curated the path, I've given you resources, I've provided executive function coaches, I've provided, you know, therapy, I've provided you all the support, tutors, everything. Now, what are you going to do with all you've been provided with? Where in your parenting do you feel the most fear? What would that look like to replace that fear with trust? What would that look like? I would suggest that it probably looks like peace. It probably looks like a better relationship with your child because they get to a point in this broken open season where it's stop bothering me. I got this. And you're like, I'm scared you don't got it. I'm scared you don't got it. So I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep helping. I'm going to keep curating the path. And we have to understand as parents in this broken open season, most kids in this season, teenagers, young adults, they are pushing. Like, I got this. So if they're pushing developmentally, it's just the way it's going to be, right? This is what they're supposed to be doing. Pushing against, not, we don't want them to push against our rules, or we don't want them to push against who they are as core human beings. We don't want that, but sometimes that's a part of it. But for the ADHD parent and of a child who has ADHD, it can feel all harder. It just feels just so difficult because we've been there. We've supported them. We've caught it when it fell. We caught it before they even knew it was going to fall, right? And so it just makes this process a little bit more difficult. And so the fear, I believe, in my own personal experience and also working with families, that this fear is escalated and elevated to a whole nother level of challenge and difficulty for parents. But y'all, we can do it. Because in the reality, the things that we most fear, and this is true in our own lives as adults, we can actually manifest those and create those situations by our behavior. So it's like, oh my gosh, I knew you were gonna make it. Like they went to college and they failed out. I just knew they were gonna be able to do it. Like I should have done more. No, I told y'all that I went to college for literally a year. No, wait, I'm having delusion myself. 2 weeks, I think, I went to college. I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I had all the resources that I needed. I just wasn't ready. It took me 2 more years before I went back. And then when I went back, I would only go in the spring because I was so all over the place. But I figured it out. And so you have to trust that process of the human process of evolving. Just as you trust it for yourselves, you have to trust it for your teens that you supported and upheld and loved and cried about and rescued and all the things. You can do it. And if you're having challenges, listen, we're here to support you. Go go to www.launchandthrivefamily.com. Until next time, let's keep creating those systems where your family can thrive.